This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Now we got a caller, Vic from Hazelwood, on the line. What's up, Vic?
What's going on, Harry? Hey, listen, man. Me personally, I love the home run derby, and I'll tell you why. The NBA All-Star game is just a pickup game, and, you know, the announcers are talking about who's who in the stand and who's dating who and all the fancy gold chains, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then with the home run derby, I mean, the fans get involved, the young kids are out in the outfield shanking, you know, balls that don't go over the fence. Just it's a nice atmosphere. Family, people holding their children. And as far as the game, though, man, what kind of uniforms are those? They look like those guys who are playing Pennzoil versus Jiffy Lube. That's how they uniforms look. Seriously, man, it was like, they're going to be car oil changes today? A bunch of Jiffy Lube guys out there. But, man, you got a great show, man. I love listening to you in the morning. And, you know, keep up the good work, my brother.
I will, Vic. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, there were a lot of controversy. There was a lot of controversy with the uniforms that they were wearing. Those uniforms aren't uncharacteristic of an All-Star game. They used to be worn during the Home Run Derby for a while, and they would represent the city that was being hosted year to year. So there were some Mariners aesthetics printed on the jersey all throughout. But I can't remember the last time that they wore the All-Star Game jerseys during the game. And then I think the year Bryce Harper won the Home Run Derby in 2018, they started wearing their own team jerseys for the Home Run Derby as well. And that lasted for a few years. I know that fans very much enjoy the players just wearing their team uniforms to fully represent their city. Like, you know, they're one team, they're one all-star team, National League versus American League, but they're still individual. And to see your team name being represented on that big stage amongst the best in the game that season, I think is great. I always liked the all-star jerseys. I think that there's a place for them. And, you know, I've always liked the idea of them. But, yeah, I understand those jerseys were not appealing. I would say they weren't aesthetically pleasing. Like, they weren't doing it for me. And they clearly weren't doing it for many people like Vic and Hazelwood. They weren't it. I like it the way that it was, like, what, 6 or 7 years ago, where they wore the All-Star jerseys for the Home Run Derby, and then when the actual game came around, they were representing their teams with their jerseys. And it meant a little bit more, too. I think now it's less elevated because the All-Star game doesn't determine who gets home field advantage in the World Series, which it shouldn't. But it's a different feel now that it doesn't. It's more of, well, you know, okay, it's not really about representing your team and representing your league, because it doesn't matter as much anymore. So I think the league's just trying to throw new ideas out there and kind of force those uniforms in. And I don't think it was the right decision. I think it should be the other way around, if anything. Wear the All-Star Game jerseys during the Home Run Derby, and then for the All-Star Game, wear the individual jerseys and allow cities to feel like their team is truly being represented with that name on the front and the player's name on the back. The Home Run Derby, glorified batting practice? That's the question. If you want to answer, you can call 412-928-9370. I know Vic said, too, that kids get to be in the outfield and it's fun, and that part is fun. I know that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit a kid in the head, though, in the outfield at one point in time, which actually sparked the question, should kids be in the outfield? Not like in the stands. I mean, you know, of course, anybody should be in the stands. I think it's cool to be in the stands for that, but to be on the field shagging fly balls, because some of those balls are coming in hot now, and that one kid got hit in the head. I don't think there's any story that broke about him being seriously injured, so that's good. But anyway, glorified batting practice, I don't think it is. And I hear this argument specifically from some people who are a little older as well, who grew up before there was the time of the All-Star break. The first Home Run Derby was in 1985. I was born 13 years later, so I kind of grew up in the era. And I don't even remember the All-Star game changing from a not determining the World Series to determining the World Series. So, I mean, that's how recent that was, too. And I never realized that because I kind of grew up in that era, but that's besides the point. The Home Run Derby, I think it's an interesting and unique part of the All-Star break. And I think, I mean, regardless of glorified batting practice that you might call it, it kind of is because these guys are major league hitters. But think about this, too. Not anybody could just go up to the plate, get a pitch, no matter how much they expect it, you know, no matter how easy it is to hit, no matter how straight down the plate, how straight of a pitch it is. Not everybody could stand up there and hit a pitch 450 feet. And that's what makes the Home Run Derby impressive, because these guys are strong enough and talented enough to launch the ball very far. It is less impressive than in a real game, because in a real game, of course, you're getting pitches that are not intended for you to hit them. So, yeah, it is more impressive to hit a home run in a game when you do, but that's not what the point of the Home Run Derby is. It's not to be impressive in a standpoint of, okay, get a hit off a tough pitch. The Home Run Derby's point is to see what these players can do with any type of pitch. Or not any type of pitch, but, you know, what they can do, what their power potential is when they know what pitch is coming. And not anybody can do it, and that's my argument still for it. It's entertaining because we as average people, not even me and my retired from college baseball self, could go up to the plate and just automatically hit a ball 450 feet. Even hit a ball over a 350-foot fence. Many of you could not either. I'm sure you would admit that. And again, that's what makes it impressive. That's what makes the Home Run Derby impressive. That not everybody can do that. These guys are trained to be able to do that. And then the best of the best at hitting the ball far, at hitting home runs, get showcased. And I think the Home Run Derby is super entertaining, especially with a clock now. I like the clock in the Derby as well. You incentivize the players to swing. You incentivize the players to hit the ball. They don't have to worry about making outs. I think it's great. I think it's fine. So I implore you a little bit to see it from that lens. You might think, well, they're supposed to do that because they're major leaguers. They're getting the ball lobbed to the plate. I think it's a little more complicated. It's a little more in-depth than just using that blanket statement and saying, hey, you know, they're getting batting practice. That's great that they're getting batting practice, but they're also performing at a level that not everybody can do. And that's the point. We watch that. We watch sports in general, I believe, because we get to watch things that we cannot ourselves do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.